Uncanny Valley. Uncanny Valley.
Welcome to the Uncanny Valley Summer 2K23 edition. I am your host, Sidolphus Tellumans, a.k.a. Tom Shaw.
Hey.
Joining me today, we got the full crew. We got Derek Holtberg. Say what's up, Derek.
Hey, what's going on? I'm here, and I'm ready to talk.
Great. We're going to need that.
It's a podcast, so there'll be a lot of talking, I think, right?
Yeah, and we also got the big dog, CTB, Chris Balsarek.
Hi, how are you? Do I sound okay?
You sound great.
Oh, fantastic. Good. Okay.
He's all 7-Eleven.
Check it out. Stuff. Check that shit out.
Ooh, a coffee.
Got a big classic coffee, and then I got some fucking Star Mix, baby.
Nice.
Only the best.
Very
Only
nice.
The best for Chris.
And, of course, rounding out the crew, we have the Lucifer, always... introduced last because of the nickname Carlos Benitez.
He's the last.
Well, I was gonna say you saved the best for last, but you know, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
it's good to be back.
That's right.
You can say that. I'm not gonna say that, but
ouch.
and yeah, so this is a video game podcast. So that's what we came here to do today. Weekly video game podcast that we, of course, do every week.
It's been years now.
I don't know how we manage the schedule once a week.
No, we do it every week.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy that we've always managed to get together
going on
every week.
18
we make it
years.
Happen.
We really have that dedication, you know?
It's amazing.
Got to get our voices out there.
And how many awards have we won? Like, tons, right?
Oh, I got my Webbies up there.
Okay.
See it.
Yeah, right.
I got nominated for a Tony Award, but I lost.
Right.
A Tony Award? From this?
I know. I was just as surprised. I'm like, I didn't know they give that for podcasts.
That is shocking.
Maybe like a Grammy or something.
It's amazing.
Well earned.
You took down Hamilton, right? Like,
well, I mean,
Hamilton.
I lost. You know, I was nominated.
He was nominated, which is
right.
as good.
Yeah.
You're still getting into all the A-list celebrity spots with that nomination.
I could
My
put
God,
it
it's Carlos from the Uncanny Valley.
Holy shit, is that really him?
Holy
He's
shit.
So much taller in real life.
And you know, we got an email a little while ago from Podomatic congratulating us on 10 years of podcasting.
Wow.
When we got it, we were like, wow, these guys are fucking idiots because we have not been doing this for 10 years. It's been like 7. But now it has been 10 years.
Good God.
It's been over 10 years now.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, we used to do it in the basement. Chris's basement.
Yeah. Right?
I think we started right around the time when The Last of Us first came out.
Right.
2013.
So, right,
2013. Right. That is 10 years of podcasting every single week. Hats off to us. Shouts out to us.
I don't know how we do it.
Just amazing. We should get a bunch of guest stars to like sing our praises and stuff.
Right, right.
Maybe
get
past guests, listeners of the show, family members, loved ones.
You could get Denzel, right? Denzel listens to the show.
I don't know what your guys' deal is with these A-list celebrities. No, Denzel Hamilton. That's what you're saying.
If that was Denzel Washington, that would have been cool.
That's who I meant, right?
No shit. Come on.
Yeah. Come on, Carlos.
Book of Eli? It was amazing.
Book of Eli. He was blind. It was the Bible the whole time.
And, we usually start off these shows talking about some news. I guess I figured we start off talking about that Nintendo Direct, work our way backwards from there.
Woo.
A couple things dropping out of that. For me personally, I'm really into that new Star Ocean 2 remake that they're showing off on there.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah,
did a demo come out for that too? Or
not yet, I don't think
okay,
so.
Right.
But yeah, it's got that 2D HD look going on. But it also looks like it's got like I don't know, some like really cool shadow effects going on. Like it looks better than the typical like Octopath look to me.
I agree.
And yeah, Star Ocean is a weird franchise because there's been 6 of them now, and I think 2 is like the only one that's like regarded as like any good at all.
At all.
Which is the one with the like really bad twist ending? Is it 4?
Well, that's multiple, but no. 4 has a bad one, and 3 has a really bad one as well.
Sheesh.
Yeah, this looks beautiful.
Yeah, but 2 is definitely a really good game. I'm looking forward to it coming out in November for that.
And, so are they doing this remake, and they're doing a new entry too? Is like in the works?
Well, didn't a new one just come out like last year?
So 6 came out last year, and I have it on my shelf here. I haven't really played it, but gonna get to it at some point maybe. But yeah, so I mean, hopefully if 2 does well, maybe they'll make another Star Ocean as good as 2. I don't know. In that same style, maybe. I don't know.
I like the 2D HD.
Yeah, there's actually... I'd like to see more games from that era get that style. Because, you know, we've seen, like, the Super Nintendo games get that. And I think this is, like, the first, like, you know, PlayStation era sprite-based game to get that treatment. And I would love to see something like Xenogears look like that.
Or Breath of Fire, like 3 and 4. It'd look amazing in that style.
Maybe some Chrono Trigger one day. Or you think they'll just remake that entirely?
Or Threads of Fate.
I feel like it'd be better
Just 2D. How do you know Threads of Fate?
That's actually Katie's favorite game from when she was a kid.
Wow.
that is extremely random.
Is there some sort of like licensing?
5 people on the planet played, but
with Chrono Trigger? Like, is there a licensing issue?
I don't think so. I think they hold it in high regard and they don't want to fuck it up. They don't want to.
I feel like it's a trump card. They're like, they just sit on it and like, all right, we're about to go bankrupt. Drop the Chrono Trigger remake. And it's like, that's it. That's their saving grace.
It's the nuclear option, right?
I think they should, if they ever did, I think they should just stick with like 2D HD because like the other option is just Dragon Quest graphics, which isn't bad, but then it just doesn't feel like Chrono Trigger anymore.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It would be great for a 2D, like, HD sort of remake like that. I think people would really dig that.
I mean, they could do both, really. They could put out a 2D HD and then, you know, also try, like, a bigger type of remake as well.
Right.
True.
Yeah, anything else from that Nintendo Direct that stuck out to you guys?
I mean, nothing that stuck out, but they had the Super Mario RPG remake they're doing.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too.
I never played that. I don't know if Carlos probably did.
I did, yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, that's where the whole template for, like, the Mario RPGs came from. You know, like, that's where Paper Mario got the whole, like, action command things.
Were people, like, hating on the art style, like, a little bit?
It's I guess you could call it much cleaner.
Right.
Like, if you compare it side by side, like, the original has that Donkey Kong Country look to it, but I wouldn't call it, like, dirty, but I'd just say, like, the remake is just dirty. It's just cleaner. I don't know how better to say it. It looks like new Super Mario graphics just reused for it. I don't think it's bad. I don't know. I think we need to see more
are
of
just
it.
Like,
but
it has to look like shit. Like,
I want it to be like compressed into a mess. Like, I don't know if this
point,
Donkey Kong or what.
Right. And I don't know. That Super Mario, the new 2D one, looks. Definitely piqued my interest.
I'm a big fan of those new 2D Super Marios.
Mario's turned into an elephant now.
Finally, after all these years.
Right.
He's been every other animal.
And I'm trying to see anything else. That Sonic game, I don't know if anybody... Sonic Superstars?
I'm fucking Sonic out. I'm Sonic out right
You're
now.
What?
You can't be Sonic.
Frontiers was a masterpiece. He's tired
of
it.
No, but like,
you know?
Mania was good, and then Frontiers is pretty good, and it's like, all right, just pump brakes for a minute. It's like, come on.
No. We gotta keep the ball rolling here.
Has to
is
go
that
fast.
A Sonic pun?
Sonic's good again.
Hold down.
We have to continue going fast. You're downhill. We're gaining momentum.
Right.
I don't
And
chili dogs.
I think they should just quit while they're ahead. Just end the whole franchise. Don't even let the second movie come out.
Oh my god. Well, it's the third one now.
Oh, it's already came out?
They're fighting Shadow in the next one.
Oh, man.
I didn't see it.
The whole time we haven't recorded, I've been in prison, so.
Well, welcome back to society now. You got paroled.
Everybody went and got themselves into a hurry.
Oh, no. Well, we hope it doesn't end like him.
Yeah. The weird thing about that Sonic game, though, is that it's apparently like four-player co-op.
Right, right. Yep.
So I'm not sure how that's actually going to work out.
It's not going to. Nobody's going to play it that way. It's going to sell shit.
I think it's going to be like New Super Mario Brothers U. You know, the one on the Wii U where you could play like four people. I think it's going to be that. It's like goof around, help people, right. But it's not going to be like hard or anything. I mean, Sonic games are never really hard, but it's just going to be that. It's like, hey, look, we're goofing around. Knuckles, come on, we're losing.
Do you think it's going to have, like, a zoom out when you get away, or is it just going to keep everybody on, like, a very tight screen, you know?
I think it's going to do the, like, annoying zoom out thing, like when you're playing Smash Bros. And nobody knows where anyone is.
Oh, right.
So, you know, that's just where you bully the one friend who just doesn't catch up.
Somehow one of the best franchises in the fucking, in the world, though.
Sonic?
No, fucking Smash Bros. You can't tell. Yeah. Who the fuck could tell what's going on in that game? Like, get out of here.
Yeah. Never can.
Not me.
Got a little Metal Gear Solid, the collection's coming to Switch, too, so I don't know.
Yeah, and
I think that'd be pretty cool. Like, I like the, you know, take it on the go with me. Be nice.
Yeah, well, we got more details on that collection in general
for
all platforms. We got, we know both Metal Gear 1 and 2 are going to be on there.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that Snake's Revenge is going to be on there, which is... famously has never been on these collections because it wasn't a Kojima game.
Yeah. Right.
It's not, like, very good either, apparently.
Yeah, I've never played it, but...
I think we did get some information on, like, this is part... Volume 1, right? Sticks out to you. So Volume 2, finally we'll get a port of 4.
presumably, you would think we would finally get that port of 4 in Volume 2.
Watch it be like a cloud version, because like I don't see how they could fit that game on Switch.
Why like not? It's a PS3 game.
Well, not even like
but no one wants to put the effort to like put it on the Switch. Like a lot of games that should run on the Switch just fine don't, and it's just because architecture or Tegra engine or whatever.
It's old
the thing
shitty.
Is. I guess.
As long as it's a native port when we're talking about like the PlayStation version.
Right. That's what I like. It's gonna come out for that too.
Yeah. Should be cool though.
And then
maybe you can even get like I don't know, like some version of Ghost Babble on the Volume 2 as well. That'd be cool.
Ghost Babble. And then finally,
the deep cuts.
What's the card game? Is it Acid?
Acid.
Right.
What else from this too?
Well, we also got the announcement of the four-player co-op coming to Vampire Survivors.
That's pretty big.
That's what I was thinking of when you were talking about zoom out. Like, how's that? That's going to be kind of rough.
Yeah. I think maybe that one will turn into split screen because, like, they don't. It's not resource heavy, right?
No, you can't do that. You can't.
You think? Like, if you're too far away, it turns into split screen, is what I'm saying. Not that it's going to be split screen right away.
I don't know.
Is it couch
call? I think it'll just kind of try to keep you on one screen, probably.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, because that makes
you still got things to get in that game, Tom?
No, I mean at the moment. No.
You got the DLC.
1470 out of 1470 on that. So
that's impressive.
It's actually not impressive at all. It just means I've played the game a lot.
Right. I
mean, that's
nothing
impressive.
In that game is difficult.
Just gotta get the right amount of weapons and drops. I guess.
You just gotta keep playing it.
Cherries.
Those are good boys.
But I wonder if that, if that's going to be more like, who can survive the longest, and you're, like, fucking each other over by, like, getting the gems and shit and, like, fighting for the gems and shit like that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Maybe revives and shit.
Right.
And
I think the reason that's, local co-op only is because playing that online with everything going on screen probably...
Yeah, it's getting nuts.
No, it
wouldn't
impossible.
Work out. Yeah. But... I don't know if you guys are into that. I'm down to...
Yeah. No,
absolutely.
That game's great.
100%.
Really like it. What about this... anybody fucking with this new Persona thing? Their Tactics?
Tactica? It looks fun.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the 3 wasn't announced for the Switch, because, I mean, like, 3 Reload doesn't really look that much better graphically than 5.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, it's Japan, so, like, why wouldn't you just slap it on there? But I guess they just didn't want to.
Guess not.
Has it really not been announced for the Switch?
I mean, there was that whole rumor saying that, oh, they weren't going to, you know, it wasn't announced for Switch initially because it was going to be announced at the Direct. And then the Direct happened and it wasn't announced. But, like, some places like PlayAsia still list a Switch version. So,
right.
I don't know. Unless there's, like, an exclusivity window or something, which, in this case, it doesn't make sense because it's coming to Game Pass and PlayStation 5, like, day one, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just looks like they're skipping it. I mean,
As far as that game, I mean, I'm not too high on that. If it comes out and people are, you know, talking about how good it is, I'll probably check it out. But right. I'm kind of Persona 5'd out. After Strikers was really not that good at all.
Nah, honestly. I fell off of that quick.
Yeah.
Not finish that.
So.
And just.
You know.
Yeah. But speaking of Nintendo, what's it called? Did you guys see the news? Like, they're. Like adopting the Sony and X, where you can carry your library over to the next one.
Finally,
right?
Yeah,
only took them 2 generations.
Yeah, I was like kind of like even taken aback by the fact that that was news. I like totally forgot.
Right.
But then it's like,
yeah, because it's a thing you take for granted. But.
Honestly, I think it's going to be Nintendo's still going to be Nintendo, but it's like we're going to let you get your library back, but
you can only take 20 games with you.
No, not like, even
you have to have like Switch Pro access to get access to your previous library.
Or not even that. Remember Wii to Wii U upgrades where you had to pay $1 or $2 for the same exact game? Yeah, it's going to be that. Like they just don't get it. They're just like, why wouldn't you just pay the same money again? I mean, it's a new console. That means you're buying a new game.
Right.
I mean, as long as their audience continues to allow them to do things like that.
Which
know.
They will.
Yeah.
So.
So.
I know I'm guilty of it.
It's all your fault.
And I don't even play the games after rebuying them.
They have PowerPoints with Carlos's face in it. Like, this is the one we gotta sell.
They're like, we're picturing our ideal customer. We want you to think of this man.
Look at him. He blindly supports us. He agrees that we're wrong, but he does it anyways. Brilliant.
Got a tramp stamp that says
Nintendo. They do that thing from like what's that movie? Jim Carrey, he's trapped in a TV world.
Truman Show.
Truman Show.
I just watched that 2 days ago.
I watched it recently also.
It's where the guy Christabel's like looking at Truman sleeping. He's like, look at him, he's perfect. That's Miyamoto looking at me. It's like, you are my perfect little fool. Who will save this company from disaster.
They're doing fine.
It's Miyamoto looking at me. That's a title for something. I don't know.
I'm looking at you, Miyamoto.
Miyamoto. Before we wrap on in the Direct, one thing I'm pretty hyped about is the Dragon Quest Monsters, because I think it's been like more than a decade since like the last one.
Oh, I don't even know. I've never heard of it.
They're so good, because Dragon Quest Monsters are just basically better Pokemon. You know, you go out there, you catch the little monsters you see in the game, you fuse them, all that. I don't know how to describe it better than that. It's like it's a Dragon Quest story with monster catching mechanics that are just better than Pokemon. But they're good games. Every single one I've played is usually pretty good. Some of them, because like some of them do that old Persona shit where like the monsters just do what they want and you don't get to control them, which kind of sucks. But I think this one's just going to be like tell the guy to do the thing and then he'll do the thing. But it looks good. I don't know. I'm hyped for it just because it's been forever since the last one came out.
And it's like nothing challenges Pokemon either in like that of monster catching arena.
It's never going to happen. Look at Scarlet and Violet. It launched in this absolute mess and it still became like one of the fastest selling Pokemon because it doesn't matter.
Then we come back to that thing again where people are just like, fuck it, I'm buying it. You know?
Yep.
Just everybody who bought it back in the day is now 30 and has expendable income.
Yeah. That's true.
And it's, you know, it's that demographic who will complain, but will still buy it.
Right. Just, like, picturing somebody, like, and I'm just super pissed about it. They're, like, laying out money. Like,
and they're like, I would never, ever somebody fuck me over like this.
All right, I'll buy your DLC, but the game better have gotten better.
Listen up, Nintendo.
So it has been a minute since, you know, the not E3 week, but Now, is there any highlights we want to touch on from that, you know, quickly? Because I got a very long list of games here that are now on my radar from the not E3. You know, we got Yakuza, well,
go
like
for
a
it,
dragon Tom. Guiding the man who erased his name.
Yes, yes, he's back.
Joryu.
Joryu?
New character.
Joryu
new character.
Yeah, totally new.
yeah, we got a release date for that coming in November.
That's going to be great.
I'm excited for that one, especially because it's been confirmed that the Hostess Club minigame is coming back for that.
Yes, the best minigame there is.
Uh-huh, clear my schedule.
Dude, that shit is like crack.
Yeah, it is.
And, I don't know, we got a bunch of other shit. I don't know, I'm just going to go through my list here.
Go ahead,
you know,
go through it.
You know, the Like a Dragon 8 and Infinite Wealth coming early 2024.
In an American setting, nonetheless.
Yeah, we got that weird trailer with Ichiban naked on, looks like Hawaii.
Looks like Hawaii.
Hawaii. And we got, like, some white chicks, like, reacting to him. And so if they're really going to do that, like, just have an American city, it's, I don't know how they're going to pull it off.
It's be interesting.
I want it to be, like, who's that guy from 3 or 4? Joseph? The white guy who works with, like, the CIA to take down the Tokyo.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I want it to be like that throughout the whole game. It's just guys who are native Japanese speaking English to you, and it's like, his English isn't bad, but there's just something off about it. And I want that.
The only thing I can think is that, like, if it's, you know, because Kiryu's in that game as well, and if Ichiban's part is in Hawaii and it's taking place in his weird fucking, you know,
Dragon Quest brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just interpreting things like, you know, crazy. That's how they'll do it, and it'll just be, you know, a bunch of dumb shit.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's like the thing. That's the shtick with the game, so I'm sure they'll probably stick with that.
Yeah. Looking forward to that, though. What else we got here? You know, we got Phantom Liberty coming out September 26th. I'm getting really hyped for that.
I am too. Just reading about, like, how they're revamping everything seems pretty cool. Totally new skill trees and how certain mechanics work looks pretty cool.
Yeah, especially you know, after Edgerunners dropped. You know, I think overall opinion of the cyberpunk game and, like, IP in general is, like, very different from where it was at launch.
Yeah.
They did say something dumb the other day, though, CD Projekt Red.
What did they say?
They were like, yeah, it wasn't that bad, the launch. It just became cool at some point to hate on it. I was like,
it's a bit exaggerated.
It was pretty
bad.
It wasn't that bad.
Also, like, it's, like, weird, though, that, well, apparently now they're redoing all the AI and everything, so they're just trying to, like,
right,
and they're gonna, like, pay a bunch of influencers to play it and, like, show that it's not the same glitchy shit. So
I mean, that's standard. They have a whole new police system in it as well.
Yeah, yeah, like, police AI is apparently, like, way better.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool though. Like, they're still to this day still
shipping away,
you know, iterating on the original game.
Right.
You know. So
yeah, I'll play that.
It's more than, like, any other company's done. EA farted out Battlefield 2047 and just, I don't know.
They abandoned
that. See you later, guys. New Call of Duty in a couple months. I know they're not the same company, but, like, they just, like...
they're like, if you want to play a shooter, Call of Duty should be good. Don't worry about Battlefield.
We also got the reveal for what I was convinced was Persona 6, watching this trailer.
Yeah.
But the re-reveal of Project Re-Fantasy as Metaphor, the next game from the Persona team. That looks pretty awesome. It looks
awesome.
Like,
it's pretty much Persona, but in a fantasy setting. It's got social links. It's got, you know, the same day schedule calendar system, right? And it's got same, like, really, really flashy looking UI. That looks really cool. That's also a 2024 release. And that was at Xbox.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lots of stuff at Xbox.
I think Xbox definitely had the best showing for me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like, I think everybody just got super hyped for the PlayStation 1. And yeah, just kind of underdelivered.
Yeah, I feel like I was not excited for anything from the Sony one outside of Spider-Man.
Right.
And, you know, that's right. You know, that's basically it, I guess. Like, I got more interested in Starfield after watching like the whole.
Yeah, I'm super direct interested in that.
Yeah, Starfield seems pretty dope.
And yeah, it's just amazing, like how like vast it seems. Pretty insane. I know people are like all pissed about like the 30 frames, but I think we're just getting to that time in this generation where, you know, people are just gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it where like, if you're not playing something like Devil May Cry or something like fast moving, you don't need 60 frames. You know, if I'm playing a turn-based game, I don't need it to be 60 frames.
Like I'm playing like 16 and 30 right now.
Yeah,
and then Zelda was also like not even a locked 30. Yeah. Kind of dropping.
And that's what I mean. Like, Starfield, I think they said it's because of the way they render and use the CPU around them, so trying to push it to 60 on console would just be, like, impossible or something. But, like, you know, like, Bethesda games don't exactly have great combat, so it's, like, it's never action-packed or fast.
And this actually looks... I think it looks actually like an improvement. I don't know. I'm just very...
Fallout 4 gunplay didn't end up bad after they like changed it up and everything, but it doesn't need 30 frames. You're not playing competitive online.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they'll add some of the shit like that, but like you saw how Fallout 76 did.
Yeah.
Right.
It looks better than The Outer Worlds, I'll say as much. Because like that game just felt average. Like, it wasn't terrible,
that game,
but
that
like...
game was the... You swing a sword and it like goes through their head and then they react like 10 seconds later.
Yeah.
Dude, I am, like, way more hyped for Outer Worlds 2 than I am Starfield. So, that is where I stand.
Outer Worlds is fantastic. I agree.
Yeah. It was a great game. And then their next one, Avowed, had a trailer there, too. And people were, like, kind of like, what the hell? Like, we thought it was going to have...
What the heck?
It was just kind of, like, very colorful, I guess. Like, people weren't expecting that kind of type of art style for it. But they did say, like, it's in the vein of, like, the size of Outer Worlds, so a little smaller. But, I don't know, I'm pretty excited for that one, too. Yeah. And then they did have a new, I don't know if you guys caught the new Toriyama art style game.
Sandland?
Sandland or whatever.
I mean, that looks cool.
It looked interesting.
Yeah, well, that's based on one of his manga, right?
Yeah, it's a manga.
Okay.
Yeah. Sandland.
I feel why
Dune?
Not, right?
It's just Dune.
It's Dune.
I forget what the whole plot of Sandland is. Yeah. It reminds
it's Dune, but you're playing as a little pink guy.
Ooh.
And
it's got to go Super Saiyan to save the world.
There you go.
Right up my alley.
It reminded me of, I know it has nothing to do with the other one, but maybe it's because it's the art style. Blue Dragon. Remember that on the Xbox 360?
Yes, that was their big Japan push back in the day. And also Lost Odyssey from back in the day.
I heard that was pretty good.
It was.
I remember Blue Dragon was ugly. Stupid fucking dragon. Just getting pissed over here.
All blue and shit.
The one that did stick out was Clockwork Revolution. You guys see that one?
Oh,
here?
Yeah. I thought it was like
it's
Bioshock
just basically
Infinite again.
Bioshock Infinite. It's insane how...
It's probably also just going to be fucking pretty awesome, so whatever.
It's probably going to be good. I do like Wasteland 2. I don't know if... or Wasteland 3, if anybody's been ever played it.
I have,
yeah.
That's a lot of reading.
Yeah. Then Fable.
I don't like the Fable games, but like that's like some shit where it's like... I'll be like a little drunk and want some like comfort food. And I'm like, oh, Fable, yeah. I remember when Xbox 360 was the shit.
They just didn't show a lot of it. Like, it looks beautiful, though.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the in-game, you know, engine.
I think that was the problem. They tried to make it more cinematic. Like, just show me you casting some spells and fighting some randos. I don't need to see you fighting a Steve Urkel giant or whatever. Like, just show me, like, the
gameplay.
Humor
in those games really don't click with me. They've always turned me off. Like, oh, you can fart and you make people laugh and shit. Like,
two is still like the peak. That one was really good.
The peak of fart design.
The peak of fart in gameplay.
Odd stuff.
Senua 2 didn't really show much of that either. It was kind of just like a trailer. Still haven't seen any combat from that at all. But I like the first Senua. It was pretty good.
Definitely an interesting game.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, maybe that's the end of our not E3 coverage right there.
There you go.
Armored Core 6 was not at anything, but it was had some gameplay reveals shortly after, right?
Right.
Seems like it's not quite a Souls-like, but it does have some influence there. Maybe closer to something like Sekiro, as far as the combat is concerned.
Right.
And, it's coming up in August. So I think that's the next game on my radar right there, Armored Core.
Have you played Armored Core games before?
No.
I have not either, really.
I don't care to, either.
right.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I want to see this version of From Software and just now their mech game. What this Souls. Team is going to make, you know?
Sure.
And, Derek, you got a bunch of things on this outline.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the FTC, the Microsoft courtroom battle going on right now to buy Activision. Some crazy stuff came out.
A bunch of news.
I know Jim Ryan was put on the stand, right? Or it was like some sort of deposition they gave him.
Everybody keeps calling him Crying Ryan.
Crying Ryan. So just a couple of things that he said. He said that publishers... he was crying. Yeah. Totally bawling on the stand, asking for his mommy. He said that publishers hate Game Pass. So, I don't know. And then I think somebody did come out on Twitter, some game company, and was talking about how that's not true. Like, a lot of companies like the visibility that it gives at games and stuff. What else did he say? Yeah, it's just basically a court fight over Call of Duty, right?
Yeah.
Well, I like that, Sony, like, when they've been pushed, they're just like, you know what, really, we just don't want this to go through. Like,
right.
Microsoft has offered concessions. Like, hey, we get it. Call of Duty is a big franchise. We'll guarantee that we make a PlayStation version for the next 10 years, 12 years, whatever. Like,
right.
We'll work with you. Like, we get it. We did it with Minecraft. Like, it's too big of a franchise. Like, we understand. And Sony's just like, you know what? We just don't want this to go through.
Yeah,
whatever we can say.
Yeah, we were trying to say the Call of Duty thing, but it's really everything. Just to let you know.
Also,
we just don't like you.
Yeah.
We just want to make more money than you. That's it.
Yeah.
Also, for some of these games, they're going to have to, like, send a PlayStation 6 dev kit over to Microsoft, basically. You know, if they're in control of Call of Duty.
Right.
So I think they were kind of hesitant about that too, or just like they're talking about the degraded quality, like Microsoft could sabotage the PlayStation version or something like that.
Yeah, the whole thing is kind of Sony's just bullshitting, because their whole game is exclusives. That's their whole game, and I love exclusives because. That's the only way you get these big budget titles. Like,
right.
Sony doesn't put $200 million into The Last of Us just to make a profit on that one game.
Right.
It's to give you a reason to buy their console. It's a part of this bigger picture. And without, exclusives, you're going to have less of that. So.
Yeah, I just don't understand, what is the point of buying a PlayStation over an Xbox at that point? If there's no exclusive,
I think you might have just cracked the code there, Derek.
I think what's funny about
I think what's funny about the
whole thing is that how the FTC just kind of constantly pushes Nintendo out of the conversation. Like Microsoft be like, "Hey, Call of Duty isn't a big deal. Look at Nintendo; they sold 100 bajillion Switches without Call of Duty." And then FTC's guys like, "Sir, that's inappropriate. We're not talking about the." Switch, we're talking about the real consoles. And it's like, hey, we're gonna make Call of Duty for them too. It's like, hey, sir, please, we're talking about you and Sony. It's like every time he like brings up the fact that like Nintendo's just doing fine without the thing that there's without Call of Duty on it or all these other exclusives or whatever, they're just like, well, it's Nintendo, they don't sell consoles, what are you talking about? And it's like
It's a niche console.
It's a niche console. Well,
it's also like you can't get fucking Mario on a PlayStation. Like it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that was their other argument. It's like you can only get exclusives on there, and no one's crying about that. And it's just, I think it's just funny. Like they have very good arguments for why Sony just doesn't really have a case. It's like you said, it's just they don't want it to go through, right. And then they just kind of like, eh. I mean, Sony bought Bungie, right? Have them like make the next Medal of Honor to compete with like Call of Duty or something.
Right. Something to compete. And then it says that Microsoft considered acquiring Bungie and Sega, Square Enix, they were trying to buy at some point.
Dude, imagine if they owned Bungie and like those guys made Halo? Holy shit.
Wow. But yeah, the email came out that they were like, let's just go outspend Sony out of business. It was basically verbatim what he wrote in the email. And I feel like
they have the finances to do so.
Yeah. Right.
They could do that.
Right. And, I don't know how this could go either way, this decision. I don't think it really hurts Microsoft if the deal doesn't go through. I think, like they were saying, they want to get into the mobile space, so really King is the company that they want, the company that makes, Candy Crush and shit. I don't know.
I think
it would be cool to have like all the Call of Duties on Game Pass and everything, and Activision has such a deep library to pull from.
I want a new Tony Hawk. That's what I want. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 remake. I think they might end up winning, but with like some kind of concession. Like, okay, you can buy Activision Blizzard, but you gotta like break it up in a way that's not a monopoly or something. I don't know.
Maybe I'm biased, I don't know, but...
I mean, what determines a monopoly, I guess, depends on how much of a market you control.
It's not a monopoly, too, when they're, like, willing to give everybody the games, that, you know? We're still going to make Call of Duty, like, for
your console. Well, that's what I mean, though. It's like you're promoting competition, but, like, that money still ends up in your pocket regardless of where it is.
Yeah, there's only so much money in video games, period. And if more than 50% of it goes to one person, somebody gets upset about it, obviously.
Yeah. That's what I think it's going to be. It's like, I think they'll just put some like heavy concessions like, all right, you won, but you didn't win. Call of Duty can't...
You're stupid.
Call of Duty can be on everything except Game Pass.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
I don't know.
I still get the overwhelming feeling that this is just noise, and it will eventually, you know, go through.
Yes, right? 100%.
Right. Well, they're saying if they even file this injunction that they want to do, this is basically for that, they might abandon the deal, but I don't know. But I guess...
You gotta figure they've already, even, you know, the deal hasn't officially gone through, but it's probably been so much, like, planning that's already, like, happened and taken place.
Yeah, you know? Like, if they were planning on doing this, there's definitely, like, people who have, like, positions that are not being able to be moved into and stuff yet, and, like, people who are gonna move and, like, you know, they're gonna, like, change, like, what the next couple years of games look like and everything, like, so I'm sure it's just gonna take time. It's just, like, fucking forced litigation just to try to waste people's money.
Yeah.
What? And reveal, like, Jesus Christ, how much games are costing nowadays to make.
And $1 billion.
Holy shit. Yeah, I can see why the rumor came out that GTA 6 is a $1 billion game. You know, crazy amounts of money.
We got those budgets for Last of Us and Horizon out of there, right?
Right. 220 and 240, respectively, I think.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, and those are profitable games, though. Like, they made that money back.
Yeah. Right. They did say they made about $300 million in profit, I think, from them. It's crazy. Gone are the days where, you know, games were coming out, sequels were coming out a year later or something, 2 years later, you know.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say, I think the jury is also still out on, you know, Game Pass's effect on those big budget titles.
Right.
Because we still, you know, have we really, I mean, I guess Starfield will be the, you know, the first, kind of huge big title to launch on Game Pass, like, of that caliber.
Right.
And we'll see, you know, how that affects the bottom line, and does it make financial sense to put that much money into a project and put it on Game Pass?
Well, they also just raised the price of Game Pass, right? Yeah. So that's they're padding those numbers a little bit at that.
Yeah. That will keep rising too. So.
Of course. Yeah, it's such like a great fucking deal and so easy to manipulate, as Tom will tell you. that literally, like, it's like, it doesn't make any sense to me how it's like, it must be such a bigger picture that it's like beyond my scope of understanding, because I'm just like, what are you guys doing? Like, this fucking crazy service with all these awesome games on it.
It is. It's insane.
If you have a game as big as Starfield launching on there, though, it's like, all right, say you get 20 million subs just from Starfield. Like, are you getting more subs from, like other games releasing? Because everybody's already subbed just for this one game. Like, is
there's got to be the money you're putting returns into
other... Right, yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah. Interesting business model.
Yeah.
We'll see if it lasts, right? Like,
I mean,
some point, do they have to abandon it or something?
You just gotta like wonder: are they lying about their success? You know what I mean? Because they're always like, "No, this is working. This is good."
And, I mean, they did the same thing with Hi-Fi Rush.
But then shit comes out, and it's like
they're like, "No, it was profitable."
Yeah, they're like, "No, everything's going good," and then they're like, "Oh, let's just spend money to get them out of business." Like, you know what I mean? That just shows like they're just digging a deep hole. And, like, hoping, right. I think they're going to be the only game in town, you know what I mean?
I mean, they also famously have, like, stopped posting, like, their sales numbers.
Right, they're a distant third. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, South Korean Ratings Board rated a Red Dead Redemption remaster, or possibly a remake. I don't know, what do y'all think? I think I would like that a lot. It came out a while ago. I think it's ripe for a remake. I don't know about remaster.
I'm good, personally.
Well, yeah, I don't need to play that.
Judging from what they did with Grand Theft Auto 2, the HD version.
Hopefully they won't let that shit like that fly anymore.
Yeah, I hope not.
You would think. They still sold 10 million of the definitive edition.
That's insane. Yeah, that's
mind-boggling. Crazy.
And they just like left it, right? They didn't fix it like at all.
I mean, they fixed the patches. I mean, it still looks like shit.
At a certain point, though, it's just like a bunch of little kids watching somebody stream it and complain about how bad it is. And the little kids are just like, oh, my God, look how bad it is. Yeah, through a wall. Whoa. that's literally the world.
I need $70 to buy this.
Yeah, that's literally the world we live in now. Like, watch my friend's children do that. They're like, oh, look at how stupid this is. We can get this car stuck in this car.
Uncle Chris, look at this Grimace shape video.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what do you guys got against Grimace? He seems like a pretty cool guy to me. Like, what's wrong with his shake?
I refuse to engage on a Grimace shake. I'm not clicking on anything with Grimace on it. I'm not watching any of that shit. I'm not. I'm not going to feed into
it. The first one I saw, I laughed.
I did,
LOL'd.
Too.
I was like, oh, that's funny. And then when I saw, like, a billion of them pop up, I was like, I should have known. Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be, like, a thing where everybody's doing it. I thought one kid was just funny. And then I was like, oh, wait, it's the fucking internet. So that's...
You know, everybody's got to get in on it. So
yeah.
It's just subtle corporate marketing. You know, they paid one influencer definitely to do a thing, and then everyone else jumped on board.
Absolutely. I would love to see the stories, Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City stories, and Vice City stories get that. Definitive edition update. Even if it was, kind of fucked up, I would still love to play those, like, a modern version of those games on consoles.
I want Chinatown.
Oh, man.
On PC.
That one's stuck on...
You could definitely just emulate
Well, and I mean, I did, but I meant, like, officially on PC, so I can put it on my Steam Deck.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I could help you emulate stuff on there, too.
That would be great, because, man, it's certainly complicated on there. I think I
got, so me and my brother did it, and we have literally PS1, 2, Dreamcast, Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, everything. It's dope. Nice. Anyway, moving on.
It's 20% off this week, too. And,
sure is. Yeah. It's a new sale.
Regret buying it 2 weeks ago.
Send him a message. Hey, Steam, can I get some money back?
Right, give you a gift card.
best I can do is give you the orange box for $2. Take it.
Still a great deal.
I already
bought it. All right, I'll do it again. Fuck it, give it to me.
And going back to your original question, Derek, I mean, you can only play the original Red Dead Redemption like backwards compatible on the Xbox Series X, unless you have the PS3 or 360. I would take a remaster over a remake because I think it still looks fine.
Yeah, it looked great when it came out.
The graphics a bit and the resolution. Yeah, that's it.
Up-res it and just...
FPS to, 60, I guess, but... I don't think it needs a full remake.
No, I don't think they're doing a full remake either. I just
It's Rockstar. They're doing the bare minimum.
I think.
But they also like most of that game already like exists within 2, right? Like that most of that map is in 2,
right? So maybe they could,
I guess, at the end.
I don't know. I haven't played.
I would like like you said, like it doesn't matter, but a remaster in 2's kind of graphics and gameplay would be pretty cool. But like you said,
For me, it's like Arthur Morgan killed any, like, I don't give a shit about John after Arthur Morgan. Right. So I don't want to go back. I don't care about John anymore.
Right.
All I care about is Arthur Morgan.
Such a good game.
That's just me. Oh, yeah.
I think it's just assuming that people care more than they do about the story, because they're definitely not going to add anything else onto it, right? Like...
And had one of the best DLCs too. Yeah. Was Undead Nightmare. It was a lot of fun.
That was pretty good.
True.
I feel like you can't go forward anymore, right? Because technically, Cowboy Times ended at the end of the first Red Dead Redemption.
Right. It's like towards the end.
It's like the 1930s.
Right.
Yeah, you know, World War I's about to happen.
Whoa.
Unless you went backwards and did like a story with like a young Dutch or something, I'd play that.
We'll see.
I'm good.
It's definitely a rapper's name.
It's definitely probably not going to happen before you're 40, so.
Dude, that's a rapper's name, and also there's like 4 other guys with like a slight variation of that as well.
Young Dutchy. Young Grape Dutch.
Yeah.
Young Dutch, but it's Y-N-G.
Lil Von Dutch.
Lil Dutch. Lil Dutchy. Stuffed Dutch.
And
what else we got
here? Yeah, one more thing. Well, not one more thing. Final Fantasy sold 3 million copies in its launch week, kind of taking away those pre-order jitters that they had before it launched. So, yeah, it's definitely really good. And just a brief status report they gave from BioWare. They're moving, like, the development of the MMO, Knights of the Old Republic, over to some other company. And they gave, like, a little update on Dragon Age, and it's in its polishing phase. It's probably about a year away. I don't know if anybody's Dragon Age fan. I liked Inquisition. It was kind of like the one I played. And Mass Effect, we got a little update on that, that it's still in pre-production at this point.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
dude, we got that initial like teaser for Mass Effect 4 how many years ago? Like a few years, like almost,
I think
it
got announced,
right?
Did it get announced with Elder Scrolls 6?
Yeah, it's like one of those situations. Straight from their website. For Mass Effect, we continue pre-production with a core team of veteran storytellers who are bringing the deep franchise history forward in a spectacular new way.
Great.
So,
give me the Thane origin story.
I would think that this game is probably going to be gigantic. You know, I think maybe they're trying to go the Starfield route with it. I would like that too.
Well, after Andromeda, Mass Effect is back to like a, you know, like a proven franchise for me. Like, I'm not excited for it. You got to show me something, you know, and make me get excited.
So that's years away though. So we got time to wait on that one. I think that's it. I think that's all Black Flag rumored remake. Chris,
I would play that again. I just get like fucking launch PS4 vibes from it though. I mean, and honestly, like, it's the last one that I gave a shit about, and I played most of them since.
I think the new one looks pretty good. They're like going back to like the roots of the franchise kind of.
Yeah, and they updated like the combat and all the new ones and stuff like that. I don't think they're ever going to do anything like that with they're not going to like remake it. But I don't know. I would definitely play Black Flag again. I thought it was... I just love that boat combat and shit.
Yeah, so it is. Sources are saying that they're remaking Black Flag, apparently, so...
It's the Skull and Bones guys, though, right? That are, like, it says
they're
going to be
working
on it. And,
like, Skull and Bones is... When the hell is that coming out?
That's my thing. It's like, why didn't you guys just do that instead of wasting, like, 6 years in Skull and Bones? Because, like, you're only making this so you don't get sued by Singapore's government.
Maybe they were, like, making Skull and Bones, and they found this, like, really crazy, like, they're like, wow, this looks great. We can't put it in Skull and Bones. It's a waste of money.
Right.
Let's redo Black Flag. And just let Skull and Bones come out and flop.
That could be it. They're just like, scrap it. Let's just make a Black Flag remake out of this.
They should just shadow drop that game and not even mention it.
Just
like,
forget
it's
about
on the storefront.
Yeah.
Like,
well, God knows how much money
on with our lives.
How much money did they spend on that? Like, after we get the reveal of how much games cost nowadays, they've definitely sunk millions and millions of dollars into it. So,
well, that's the thing. They took a loan from the government. That's why they're fucked. Either this game releases or Ubisoft officially goes bankrupt because they're doing pretty bad, right?
Didn't
they stock, like, tank
this
year?
They're not doing great. I don't even know how much the last Far Cry sold. I feel like it underwhelmed, though.
Definitely underwhelmed for me.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
But, yeah, I think that's it for news.
All right. Then we're going to take a quick break and come back with what we've been playing. Finally come. Final Fantasy 16 finally released. I know three of us have been playing it.
Right.
I'm one of those three people. I figured we could just get this out of the way up front, you know.
Be up front about it, yeah.
We're
all playing it.
Yeah.
I like it. It seems like Tom is about to say something. That's why I was waiting.
Well, yeah, I guess I'll go first with my thoughts.
Go ahead.
You know, I don't want to bury the lead. I want to say this first because I'm about to say a lot of things that's going to make me sound like I hate this game, and that I don't like it. It's a very good game. It's a great game. Exactly. I mean,
right.
Final Fantasy is like religion for me. Like, I love this shit.
I live for here.
It's impossible for me to not be critical of all the little things. But it's a great game. The combat is excellent. Especially in the boss fights. It really shines during the boss fights.
Dude, the boss fights are sick.
They're so hype. The soundtrack's incredible.
Yep.
The voice acting is great. Most of the characters are great. There's a lot of little things here that I really don't like.
Let it loose, let it rip, Tom.
Well, I don't want to say good game, not good Final Fantasy, because that's like a cliche thing, right? But there's like zero RPG here, and I'm not talking about just the combat.
Like, yeah.
I agree with that, though.
Outside of the combat, which I love. The combat is excellent. The only thing I can say about the combat is that, for the normal encounters in the field, it's kind of whatever. Everything dies in like one combo. It's whatever. But There's a the crafting system in this game is a fucking joke. It's complete yeah. afterthought.
Right.
There's hardly anything to craft, for one. You just kind of walk over to the blacksmith after, like, every pivotal story moment. And, like, oh, he's got like, something right. you can make, and you got all the materials, and you just make it, and you upgrade it twice, and, like, okay, you got your new weapon, you're off. And because the crafting system is such bullshit, like, there's no incentive to explore in this game whatsoever. Because in the field, the only things yeah. you'll find are potions, gil, things you can sell for gil, and crafting materials, and you can't craft anything with these materials. And right. so it just, yep. it's poor design, and I don't understand why they chose to go that route. It almost feels like they had this game, and they were like, okay, this is Final Fantasy 16. Like, this needs to be, you know, a certain length, and it has to have, you know, we have to try to make this an RPG, but they kind of just half-assed it. And, yeah, it's disappointing in that respect. I really feel like after I'm 61%, through, according to the home screen on the PS5, which is a nice feature that they have there. But it feels like a spinoff to me, more than a mainline okay. Final Fantasy, for a lot of reasons. Yeah. And it feels like they could have just cut this game in half and just focused on what it does well, because what it does well, it does extremely well. And just made it like a really tight action game, you know, story focused action game, just like balls to the wall. It's like boom, 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 boom. Instead, they stretch it out like, oh, it's a Final Fantasy game. It's got to be 50 hours. We got to pad it out. We got to add these bullshit side quests. All the side quests in this game suck.
Oh, yeah.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
I got the one, put soup on everybody's table. Like, yeah. It was like one of the first ones.
And because there's no incentive to explore, there's also, you're not getting anything from these side quests. There's nothing to get.
Right.
All you get are crafting materials that you can't craft
you
anything
can't
with.
Yeah.
There was a point like halfway
maybe it's just
through.
Not in the demo?
What's that?
Maybe it's just not in the demo?
I mean, we're talking about full game here.
We're playing the game, bro.
Oh, you're yeah. oh, you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
I mean, the demo, you don't expect it to have a lot because it's just, you know, get you right. invested, but...
Okay, so the full game came out?
Yes.
I'm sorry. All right, my
30
bad.
Hours deep or something like that at this point?
Yeah, I was going to say 65% through a demo. No, like, no. Ooh, big accomplishment.
There was a point that I just like, oh, I guess got 50 sharp fangs. I think I might have a lot of those. And I checked my inventory and I had like 650 sharp fangs. And I just lost it. I was like, what do I do with these? And there's
yeah,
nothing
right.
to
nothing
do.
To do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they definitely shoehorned that in. It's like you're just saying, like, oh, this is Final Fantasy. We have to make an item system. And, you know, yeah, no. It doesn't work, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Tom because, like, they have the guy who did, you know, Devil May Cry's combat, right? Maybe they should have, like, worked with that with the story. Because, like, DMC 5 is, like, maybe... 10, 15 hours of story. You know, it's longer because, you know, the bosses are harder, so it's obviously what extends the gameplay is just the challenge. And I think that's what it should have been. If they kept it, I know people would complain, oh, it's a really linear game and there's nothing else you can do and yada yada, but like, I'll take right. a linear game that is fine with being linear over one that's super insecure and it just throws this stuff
the
at
padding.
You to try yeah. to, yeah, to try to act like it's like everything else, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm trying to think of a good comparison with another Final Fantasy. It's like, remember, like, 13 got, like, that whole, oh, we're just going through hallways shit?
Right.
But then you get to, like, that one part where it's finally open. I think that could have actually benefited this game. You know, you keep it linear for a good chunk, and then you open up the world to let you do your thing, but without it feeling like everything.
I mean, so this
glass.
Game does kind of do that as well, but it's still hampered by just the core mechanics of the character customization. Like... You think of a game like 10, yeah. Final Fantasy 10, which is also extremely linear, but there's still things to, you know, there's things to find. There's, you can craft accessories
there's
with
there's stuff
this.
For the people who want to look outside the
Blitzball.
Right, there's yeah. Blitzball, but there's also, like, accessories that you can craft with, like, very, like, specific you know, stat boost that you can go through and do.
Right,
and, like,
right.
Customization you can go through on the sphere grid.
It's worth noting that there's no status effects at all in this game, too. So it's, yeah. You know.
Even elements don't matter. I don't think any particular enemy is weak to a particular element, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem so. And also, just the one last thing that I'll harp on here that makes it feel like a spinoff is that it's not really doing anything new, really. Like, it's just taking things very, like, established Final Fantasy mythos and lore that's already there, like, from other games. Like, all the summons are... None of them are original. They're all, you know, established. It's got crystals. Right. It's got chocobos. It's got a Moogle. It's got, you know, Final Fantasy monster designs. And it's just... There's nothing that it introduces new. It's got, you know, the concept of dominance, right? But that's been done. It's been touched upon before in 14.
They kind of did that in 6, right? With well, I guess just Terra, because she was like a half Hesper
right.
or something.
It just doesn't do enough new, and it's drawing influence from these other franchises. Like, it obviously wants to be Game of Thrones.
Right.
It wants to be... The Witcher 3, definitely, with the side quest designs and stuff. It wants to be, you know, Devil May Cry with the combat and God of War. And then it's just, like, adding a splash of, like, Final Fantasy paint on top of it.
Yeah. I think, you know what it is? I think it comes back to 15 and how what they were trying to do there and how they just kind of botched it. Because, like... I like 15. I'm not going to pretend like it's a good, like a perfect game, but I like it for what it is. You know, I like the whole, you know, bromance with all the guys and things like that. But I think it's obvious they really wanted to push this series into like this more action focused thing. They really felt like they needed to reinvent the series. Like, I don't know what sales have been for like the series. I know 10 probably did great. I mean, 12 was like pretty good too. I think, I don't know how to say it other than that, like, it feels a lot of, like, what Square's constant mistakes are with Final Fantasy. Because I feel like over the years, like shit like with the Luminous Engine, where they invest way too much on an engine or invest way too much in graphics and CGI, where I think because they've been doing this series for so long, they feel like they needed to reinvent it in some kind of way. And, like, I kind of get it, you know? It's like you can't sell people the same thing over and over again, but you can't... At the same time, you can't expect people to like something when you tell them it's one thing when it really isn't, you know? Like I said, I like the combat. I'm having fun with the game just as much as you are, but it's hard to feel like this is a Final Fantasy game when it kind of almost doesn't want to be a Final Fantasy game, you know what I mean? It's like, it almost superficially feels like it has to be. It's like you said, if you slapped if this was called Strangers of Paradise, I think it wouldn't really get much criticism. It probably wouldn't score as high, if I'm being completely honest. I feel like being a spinoff, it gets treated more critically. Maybe that's just a journalist thing, but like calling it Final Fantasy 16, I think, is where journalists are like, well, yeah, we got to talk this thing up.
Let me be clear, though. Like, it's miles better than 15. Like, it's way better than 15. It's way better than, you know, the 13 trilogy. Is it better than 12? Probably not. I'm not, you know, done with the game yet, but I'd probably put it in, like, you know, mid-tier as far as Final Fantasy games go for me so far. But, so as just as a, you know, as a dedicated fan of the franchise, I'm a little disappointed, but it's an excellent game. The things it does
I'm having a lot of fun with it.
The icon battles are, you know, they're
so
fun.
Intense.
You know, they kind of remind me of, like, Asura's Wrath.
Right.
It's just like spectacle. You know, mainly, you know, there's not much to the battles. They're, you know, QTEs, you know. But they're a lot of fun.
They look beautiful, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The game in general is just, you know, very good looking, especially the, you know, the environments.
For
sure. Sid is awesome. Sid is probably one of my favorite Final Fantasy characters to date.
The guy who voices him too is like in all sorts of movies and stuff. Sid is awesome.
Yeah. And, yeah, like I said, I'm 61% through. And, yeah.
Do you think that they were, like, forced to do this to justify maybe its budget? Like, they're like, all right, we have to sell more of this game. We have to have it maybe have a wider appeal, kind of.
Maybe. I mean, can you justify giving a huge budget to a game that's just a spinoff? Maybe not.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think this is going forward? Like, do you think that, I don't know, does it stay
in action?
Is this
the blueprint
like
going
this?
Forward?
Right.
I hope
that's
not.
What I mean.
I hope, because I, you know, I like that Final Fantasy tries something new each time. You know, I like,
right.
I like that, you know, 15 for the, that game's a fucking mess, right? But
yeah.
I still like,
you remember what it released in, right? It wasn't even finished,
yeah.
The story and stuff. Yeah.
But I still like that it has like a very unique like signature and stamp. Like nothing is like that game. You're going on this weird road trip with the boy band guys, you know. It's just, it's a wholly unique experience. Flawed. Flawed, but it's very unique. You think of like, you know, Final Fantasy X, you start the game off, you're playing underwater soccer, and a giant kaiju comes, attacks the city. Like, there's nothing else like that. So, I hope the 17, if that, I'm sure
Re-events
that will be a thing.
Again.
I hope they think outside of the box again and take a risk and not play it so safe.
Yeah. I think it could work as a template, because, like, I was thinking to myself, they already did this kind of, like, action series with more expanded RPG mechanics, and that's Kingdom Hearts. Like, just take, you know, what we have right now. The combat is great, right? The boss battles are great. Give me two AI... I mean, we already have, like, a party of random AI companions, but they might as well not even be there. But, you know, let us customize them. Let us put gear on them. Choose their stats, etc. It's funny to look at it, because I'm like, you guys kind of already did this action-focused RPG, and it's Kingdom Hearts. Just not necessarily do the same exact thing, but, like, you got a good template. You can bring in the RPG mechanics, you can try something new, and you can kind of keep it closer to what the series is. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
You can build, like, hard bosses. Like, I played the DLC for Kingdom Hearts 3, and, like, 14 bosses, like, just whooping my ass nonstop, while the main game might as well just have been mash X to win, you know? Not to say that this game is like that, because those boss fights do get kind of hard, but...
Be interesting to see if they do, like, spin-offs with this one, too, at all.
I could see... Yeah, I could see them, just because of how long it took us to get to 15 to 16, I could see a 16, too. Not necessarily
DLC.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I think they've been pretty clear about, like, there's no DLC coming. Like, this is just it's standalone, you know... product.
This is the game.
I wouldn't be against the 16 too. I mean, I don't know how this game ends, if it's set up for a sequel or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get the vibe that there won't be, you know. But, yeah, do you guys have any other thoughts about 16 and how you're feeling about it?
Just that, yeah, you kind of touched on it, like, all that the combat's great. I'm digging the story so far. I don't know if it's gonna take a shitty turn or something, but, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. And like you said, the icon battles are fucking crazy. So, very bombastic, big Hollywood blockbuster, like, battles that are very cool. But, yeah, nothing else for me.
Yeah, I think at most, I don't know how to say it, word this the right way, but I guess I come to, like, a full verdict about how I feel about the game, like, after trying Final Fantasy mode. Because, like, they really tout this new game plus as, like, this big deal. And, like, on one side, it's like, you really shouldn't force a player to go, like, 40 hours through a game to see, like, the real good shit. But, like, I don't know. Maybe the Final Fantasy mode is something closer to what it could have been or should have been. But I'll see how it goes. Like, the story's been pretty good so far. I'm not really, like, rolling my eyes at, like, how people talk to each other or plot points. Hopefully it stays that way. But I don't know. I'm enjoying my time. It's... Like you said, it's better than 15, and I actually like 15 a lot, but I can kind of see why it's, you know, becoming split with people, because it just doesn't feel like a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, and definitely. As somebody who is doing every single side quest and every single side thing that you can do in this game, just because it's a Final Fantasy game and I feel compelled, like, you can safely just mainline this game and not miss anything. So,
yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Like, you see that shiny thing in the distance in the field? It's a fucking potion. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
that's kind of discouraging.
It's kind of worse because, like, if you guys, yeah, if you guys are paying attention to the side quest things, there's, they have a, what is it, a plus for side quests that are important, like the one that gives you the chocobo or the one for, like, the best weapon, and I'm like, you literally just told me don't do anything except this one in the main story. I'm like, the fact that, that's, I mean, the fact that they went out of their way to say plus, oh, this is an important side quest, right. I'm like, shouldn't they all feel kind of important? You know, give me some money or some decent XP?
Right. The side quest is just you have to go get, like, you know, a loaf of bread, like, and bring it back or something.
Well, most of them are, like, somebody either has already killed a bunch of slaves or is about to kill some slaves. And
oh, shit. Oh, my God.
This game is about slavery. That's, like, the main thing this game is about, which is not what I was expecting.
Especially when you hear, like, Game of Thrones, I guess. I don't know. I just always think, like, Dragon Ball. Like,
that's where, like, The Witcher comes in. Because, like, it's always, like, you show up and there's just a bunch of dead bodies everywhere. And you're investigating. Or
like a class battle.
Or you feel like a Witcher. He kind of feels like. Because he's a bearer and not everybody can use magic. And you're a dominant of fire. So everybody's just asking you to slay monsters or protect slaves. It's a lot of the same.
I like the ones where you're doing it for someone who just treats you like a slave. It's like, oh, a bear. Well, here's your payment. Make sure to give it to your master for me.
It's feel icky.
A little awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. The one last thing I'll say is that the voice acting is excellent. The writing itself is not excellent. I'd say it's good enough. It's not exceptional. You know, I think would expect it to be a little better for a game that's so narrative focused, but it's not like cringy like Forspoken or anything. It's not bad.
No, yeah.
It's just kind of good enough.
It's hard to match that game and cringe, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got some other games on my list, but maybe we should see what Chris has been up to because he hasn't said anything for a while.
Yeah, bring him into the conversation.
Me?
What are you playing, Chris?
Me? Oh, me? All right, so basically all I've been doing is I've been playing Shadow of the Colossus again, but I took it off the list, so I don't need to talk about that. Everybody knows what that is.
Wait, what's that?
But Shadow of the Colossus? Have you ever heard of it?
No, tell me more.
2005?
Is that an indie game?
No, but really what I've been doing is just this Steam Deck has been my, like, primary vehicle for video games recently, and, like, it's pretty dope because I could plug it right into my USB-C dock, have it up on the old computer screen here with my mouse and keyboard if I want. But most of the time, honestly, I'm just on the couch watching a movie or something and playing something. But what I've been playing is I got the demo of Lie of P, which is that Pinocchio pop-off.
Check that one out.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like, it seems a little like Dark Souls Light, you know what I mean? Like, it's, like, a little, like, easy. I don't know if that's just the demo or whatever, and it's just kind of, like, very much so just a direct, this is a Souls game, you know what I mean?
It seems like so, like, obviously Bloodborne, right?
Bloodborne, yeah, through and through.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I didn't really play too much of Bloodborne, but I don't know. It seems pretty cool.
It looks great. Like,
yeah, it looks fantastic, and I do like the, you know, I don't know why, like, I was like, Pinocchio's fucking stupid. But then, you know, I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting enough. And then, you know, the aesthetic is cool. It's like that old, like, you know, gothic fucking...
Yeah, the city.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. That was pretty cool. I beat that demo.
You beat that demo?
Sure did.
Okay. Well, that's substantial, right? There's a couple bosses, right?
Right.
Yeah. There was
it goes on for a while.
Yeah. So, and I just beat it, like, in handheld mode, and it doesn't even say it's supposed to work on the Steam Deck, and it just does. So, I don't know, because, like, when you're on the Steam Deck, I don't know if you two know Tom and Derek, because you don't have one, but basically when you go to the store, there's, like, a little icon, and either it's a green circle, which means it's 100% good to go on the Steam Deck. There's a yellow circle, which means it'll probably work, but it's not really supported technically. And then there is an empty circle just made out of, like, dots, and that's supposed to mean, like, it's definitely, like, not going to work, or it's not supported at all. Do not play it. Don't try it. So I loaded it up on there. On the Steam Deck, and it worked 100% fine.
Nice.
It was great. Yeah, frame rate was solid the whole time. There was no jittering, no lagging or anything like that, which I find this thing is pretty brolic most of the time.
Yeah, I think that that demo has done really well for them. A lot of good buzz coming out of
definitely
the impressions from that.
I'm interested to see, like, where they take that story, you know, that we all know, kind of. So
I just hope it's just like they do a little bit different with like the drops and stuff like that, because it's like, I know it's a demo, so maybe they're not trying to give you like a bunch of cool shit, but I'm like, I want some like weapons or something, or like, you know, like just maybe like something that's gonna like give me like a reason to keep like going and picking up the little blue spec. You know what I mean?
What what's the release date on that? Does anyone know?
It is September 19th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably like pick it up just because it, like I said, like it works on the. I like having like a Souls game on the Steam Deck. I don't know, all the like Elden Ring and all that works fine on it, but Elden Ring I still can't seem to sink my teeth into all the way. I don't know why.
That's a gigantic game. Yeah.
It's very like daunting. Like I'm just like, yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah, Liza P, day one Game Pass too.
Really, I didn't know that.
Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so annoying. Game Pass does not work on this thing. Whatever. Still got the computer. Still works. All right. and then also I got Street Fighter VI. That I got yesterday just because I was like, I was playing Mortal Kombat 9 on the Steam Deck because like every now and again when I'm going to bed, I just want to like beat the shit out of somebody. so I was playing through that again, just trying to get like Steam achievements, and obviously that game's awesome. And I was like, I'll try the demo for Street Fighter VI and see if it strikes my fancy. And basically, they let you make your character to carry over into the full game. So that was kind of like a little thing. Like anytime anybody does that, I feel like you're kind of like, ooh, maybe I should just play it. I can carry my shit over. You know what I mean? So I made my character. I brought him over. It's pretty dope. Like honestly, you start it. There's like a world tour mode, which is basically like it looks like Yakuza.
Right. I was
like,
gonna say.
Like literally, like you just like start it. as your guy in the city, and you could just run around and choose to fight whoever you want.
Punch people. Yeah.
So like you start fighting with people, and then they'll show you their level over their head and like whose moveset they're primarily trying to use or whatever. And then you find gyms with, like, I found the gym, obvious. The first one in the game that they make you do is Chun-Li's. So you go to her gym, and you talk to all her students, and you can learn, like, a couple of her, like, primary moves and put them into your repertoire. So that's pretty cool. I'm doing that right now, where I'm going through the Chun-Li part of this story. The story, see, it's stupid.
It's just, know. Yeah, right.
And the aesthetic of the menus is something that I very much do not appreciate. I think it's, like, hideous. Like, this, like, pop art 90s wannabe fucking little kid shit. Like, graffiti. Like, you know, yeah, it seems like Fortnite, like, dripped on it or something. Like, you know.
It's from the streets, man.
I think it's disgusting. But my guy's pretty cool. He's a little bald monk with a giant beard.
What moveset did you go with?
Well, right now I'm just learning Chun-Li's because I'm still doing the very basic.
Right.
And I can't figure out, I don't even know, I don't know if anybody else has played it, but I just want to play as the other characters. I can't, like, find a way to just be, like, Guile and, like, fight somebody.
That's, I think that's like arcade mode. Because, like, I got the, yeah, because it's the world tour mode or whatever the, you know, create a player one is. I'm doing that too, actually. And then it should just be arcade mode that lets you do, like, the regular story for everybody else.
Like, I see Fighting Ground, Battle Hub, and World Tour.
Battle Hub, probably.
I think.
But Battle Hub, I gotta like sign to... into some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, got time for that.
If you go to like the main menu, you have to like scroll through it because I think all the way to the left is the World Tour, all the way to the right is like just, you know, 1v1 arcade mode stuff. It's a really shitty menu the way they divided it up. But if you go back to the main menu and then just like scroll through it, you should be able to find it. Because I'm pretty sure it has, like, a regular story.
The one on the right is Fighting Ground, and that's the one with Arcade. Okay. All right. Yeah, there we go. Okay, because that's really what I want. Like, I enjoy that it made me, or, like, maybe kind of tricked me into making this character and doing this. But it really is just, like, an RPG. And, like, I mean, basically what you're doing is you're just getting better moves. You're getting a little bit stronger and quicker. And then you're also just getting, you know, aesthetically pleasing add-ons to your character. Like, you're getting stupid hats and belts and fucking boots and stuff, you know.
Do they mix multiplayer into the World Tour mode, or is it just straight single player?
It looks like just straight single player. Okay. I haven't been given the option to use anybody else. I do see now, though, I could just be Zangief and do this right.
I've always wanted to, like, try to actually learn a fighting game one of these days, just to have one in my belt that I can, like, alright, I can actually play Street Fighter at this point.
Kick everybody's ass in. Yeah.
I did that with 4 back in the day and then got demolished when I tried to play online.
Yeah.
Ken was the meta back then. I'm like, It's like, all right, I learned all the moves, I learned all the combos. You know that meme, the spreadsheet for Ken for Street Fighter 4? Yeah, and then as soon as I went online, it's like, ah, I am trash. I'm just going to step away and accept my lane.
Yeah, I can only ever hold my own in Mortal Kombat for some reason. And it's always like, even those, they're like so arcadey, and you really can like have somebody who doesn't know much about fighting games sit down and button mash and be fine. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know. But I'm pretty pumped that he told me about
that. Well, how's this? Isn't there some type of new... like updated button layout or something, control scheme for this?
Yeah, so basically they have it just like if you're playing as that mode where you make your own guy, or even I guess in arcade mode now that it was brought to my attention, you could basically just do like instead of doing entire chains, like if you just want to play and like do cool shit, you can set it to like hold a button and hit a direction or something like that. It's basically just like, you know, combos made easy.
Gotcha. Tekken 7 did that too.
Yeah, Tekken 7 did it, and it was, like, pretty cool at first, and then, like, obviously you turn it off when you're playing with your boys, but then, like, you, like, forget, you know, how to do shit because you're just, like, playing on easy mode. I don't know. If you're really into the story and the way... It looks beautiful, so, I mean, you know, that might be worth it for some people, but I don't know. And it's already on sale, so that's why I got it on the Steam Summer Sale.
Nice.
Other than that, you guys want to keep hopping around, or you just want me to keep going through my list?
You should just keep going.
All right. So I also played on there a game. I got Katamari.
The original?
Reroll. Oh. No, I got the Damase Reroll edition.
Is that just
whatever.
Like a of the first one, though?
Yes, it is. It's like the fully redone. I think it was like 2017 on PS4 came out, and then later on Steam and all that. But I basically just I had it installed because I always mean to play Katamari because I used to love it back in the day. And now like I basically sat down in a day and a half and put 9 hours in and just ran through it and beat the whole game.
You texted me, you're just like, I'm so sad it's done. No.
Like, literally, like, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I have one more achievement to get. And it's just, like, sad because I don't want to get it. Because then I'm like...
Yeah, you're truly done with it.
I also think it's, like, borked. Like, there's something fucking wrong with the achievement. Because it's like, you can get a presents from the king, basically. And they're, like, in special locations in the world. Have you guys ever played Katamari?
A little bit.
Okay, you know, you roll the fucking ball around. It's like a little janky to control. You go from little things to big things. By the end of the game, you're sucking up whole cities and shit like that, like on the world. Okay, all right, fantastic. So basically, in the world, there's like special little presents. So you can get like a championship belt or a chef's hat or whatever dumb shit. Every time I fucking put the Steam Deck in sleep mode or close the game entirely, all the presents are gone.
Oh, no.
So I don't know.
You lost all your presents.
So I don't know if I got to sit down and like really just run through. Like I'm a pro at getting the first four, but there's 10. So I don't know.
I always like the idea of Takahashi games, and I always just kind of play them for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, I'm just kind of bored of it now. You know, like Nobi Nobi Boy was like interesting, but you know. And
what was the most recent one? It was
Watam,
like a kid's...
Right, Watam.
Yeah, Watam.
Yeah. Watam, I bought that. I bought that, like, day one. I was like, yeah, let's go!
Kind of interesting, I guess, you know, to fuck around with, but I don't know.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But Katamari's just, like, fucking... I don't know. You guys know. I mean, if you've ever listened to the show ever before, Chris doesn't play the new stuff most of the time. But I did play a kind of new game. I played Evil West. Mm. So that was pretty cool. That's just like a third-person action game. It's like super arcadey. It's combo-based. It
looks like Gears of War kind of reminded me of a little bit.
Yeah, there's no cover, though. You're just running around, basically chaining together the moves that you acquire over time. And then there's some things you can like affect in the world. Like you can slam somebody into a fucking barrel made of spikes or bombs or whatever. And stuff like that. I don't know. The only thing I will say is, like, when you're playing it, it's a pretty straightforward, just combo-based, like, shoot shit. It looks great. It's gorgeous. But it's just the bosses. Like, there's, like, three bosses in the game. And the way that they do it, halfway through the game, there's no new bosses. They just, like, now you gotta fight two of them. And now you gotta fight three of them. That's annoying. I'm just like, alright, what the hell? Like,
at least reskin him. Yeah, same moveset, but he looks
Or maybe
different.
Like give him like a this time it's not electricity, it's fire. I don't know.
Or he's got like a little hat. Like or
I don't think I've even seen like a screenshot of this game. Like I don't even know what this game looks like. Yeah.
Really?
It's cool. You're just like a badass cowboy with real fat limbs.
Who's the who's the dev on this?
I couldn't even.
Is it anybody like a known developer? Like
I don't think so.
Okay,
I thought it was.
I keep thinking of the game Weird West. Like I played that.
Yeah,
I got that.
I thought that was the same thing, and it's not. And which I mean, it's like I had Weird West in my Steam library for some reason. I have no idea why. And
Flying
then,
Wild Hog. They did Shadow Warrior 3.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So maybe that's why they're. But it's like a Focus Entertainment game, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got it because it looks like a pretty cool like co-op game. I know we can never establish a time to play anything together, any of us, but.
One day we'll figure
it
out.
Yeah, it just seemed like it would be a good co-op game. And it also is, it's just like, I love that aesthetic. It's like that Van Helsing, you know, kind of,
right.
But like mixed with cowboys. There's like big bats and shit, and like, you know, upgrading weapons and things like that. Vampires. It's, yeah.
Vampires.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Vampires all over the place, bro.
They were, demons. You know, they were, everybody knew vampires were in the Wild West. It's in the history books.
Yeah, wasn't that the movie? Dracula versus Abe Lincoln or something? Or
right,
Abe
remember
Lincoln?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah. Abe Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
And then last thing I was playing recently was just Trepang 2, which is a little bit more of an obscure game, but it's basically, there's just a demo out right now. It's a like really hard, hard spiritual successor to Fear, like the Fear games. Mm. So basically, and this game is fucking beautiful.
Oh,
yo.
I saw this. Yeah.
Oh my god, yo, it's so cool. You got these giant, like, satisfying ass shotguns. You got this jump kick. You could do like drop kicks to people, and basically, you're right off the bat. You got slow mo, and you got just like special effects, like out the ass, like grenades blowing up and everything. They have a wave based mode in the demo. That you could play through. It's just so satisfying and awesome. It's just running around, sliding, going slow-mo.
I love the Fear games so much.
This is this shit is so good. When you find out you can, like, double-wield the UMP, and then you're going slow-mo and throwing grenades, and, like, and, like, shooting a grenade in the air before it gets where it's going and shit, you know?
Fear still holds up nowadays, too.
No, it really does. Well, especially, yeah, the atmospheric lighting, and that is amazing.
Right.
This game looks, I mean, especially if you have a halfway decent computer, it looks fantastic. And it runs like butter on the Switch.
Nice.
I mean, Steam Deck.
Steam Deck.
ain't nothing
Not
running
Switch,
like
nothing.
Butter on the Switch.
Yeah, except for like Dig Dug. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. They got Dig Dug up to 120 FPS.
Holy shit, dude.
Amazing. Yeah. So Trepang 2 is pretty dope. If you like Fear, there's a free demo. I think it's coming out to the consoles and stuff. It's only on PC right now, but it is fucking bawling. It is so good. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then I just said, you know, Steam Deck is dope on my outline, because like I said, that thing's been, because I like go back and forth between girlfriend's house and here, and like I spend like weekend nights sleeping at her house most of the time, and she's getting out of work and just super tired, and we hang out for a little bit, and then she's going to bed, and it's my weekend, you know what I mean? So I got this little Steam Deck here, and it's just,
there you go.
Yeah,
keeps you company.
It's fantastic, yeah. So it's so cool.
Are those readily available nowadays?
Yeah,
they sure are.
Interesting.
And they got the price discount right now because
right.
The Steam Summer
off.
Sale. Hmm. So it's like $380 now, I think, for the cheap one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's awesome. The battery's great. You know, you could put almost every game, but I would definitely say if you're going to purchase it, definitely look into. You know, the game that, if you have something in mind, definitely just look and see if it works first. But you can even load up the Blizzard launcher on there, the Ubisoft launcher on there.
It's full on computer,
Yeah, you could put Windows on it if you want, because it's just running a version of Linux right now. But that's it for me, though. That's all my stuff. Not too much, but you know.
I mean, that was quite a lot, actually. But
for me, especially, right? Go figure.
Carlos, which have you been playing anything else other than 16?
Yeah. So I've been playing both the Warriors and Manhunt. You know, PS4 backwards,
Manhunt.
Whatever. PS2 legacy things. Warriors, a lot of fun. You know, it's just bullies combat, basically. You know,
I never
regular
played that
grapples and. You know, I never played it until now either.
Are you regretting it?
Not really, honestly. Because, like, I really like the movie, and, like, story obviously is the same in the game. It really holds up. and like it's fun. It's pretty simple. It's a weird mix of like Bully's mechanics and Manhunt's mechanics with like the stealth and how you're fighting everyone. I think the only thing that like can be a little annoying is like full out brawls.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if you and like 8 of the other warriors are fighting like 9 other guys, you know, one, your frame rate's gonna chug, but more importantly, like, I don't know how to say this, like, there's friendly fire is off. Like, you don't damage each other, but you can still, like, you know, impact each other. So I could be fighting someone, and, like, Ajax, the guy played by James Remar, can come charging in with a clothesline, miss the guy he's trying to hit, and then hit me instead. So, like, you know, the bigger the fights get, like, the more chaotic they get. So it's kind of like this mess where, like, you're just hitting everything in sight. And, like, the way the auto-aim works is kind of clunky. So, like, if you're not directly holding the L1 button to manually aim into someone, you're never going to hit who you want to hit because everyone's just kind of going in every direction. But honestly, it's fun. It's like just a straightforward kind of beat 'em up game. You know, there's cool little extras. Like when I beat the game, I didn't know they had this. They have like a double dragon like arcade mode where it's just you and one of the other warriors like just beating up all the other gangs on the street exactly double dragon style, which is actually kind of fun.
That was the only version. The only way me and my brother liked to play it at all. Otherwise, I thought it was like, I did not enjoy it back in the day.
I just remember the combat being really heavy. Like, it felt like the impact.
Yeah, it's a PS2-era beat-em-up, you know?
Yeah.
Very, like, new 3D.
Yeah, I remember watching like, my friend play it. It looked fun.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, a weird in-between of, like, combat in San Andreas and, like, combat in Bully. Yeah. It's, like, one step up, but, like, it's a mess. You compare it to anything, like, nowadays, and you're like, this is just fucking awkward as hell, but alright, it's not terrible.
Yeah, once you get used to the parameters, like, though, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think it's something you enjoy a little more if you like the movie, just because of, like, all the music and, like, the actors they brought back for it. And, like, on its own, I think it stands alone. It's just, it's a very dated game, you know? Like, if they it's one where it would need a remake over a remaster, because, like, there's way better fighting system now.
You know, I've never actually seen The Warriors.
What?
I mean, I know, like, the big scenes from it, right? Like, I know the bottles.
Just don't say it. Okay, there you go.
But,
yeah. It's a good movie. It's
pretty good. Atmospheric, fucking. It's really back from that time, though.
For sure.
Yeah. I'll say this much, like, I think I, like, prefer it over the other, like, movie game adaptations, like The Godfather or Scarface. I think just because, like, it's a lot more simpler than those two games. It's not that open world trying to be GTA shit. And it's just that, like, yeah, fighting is clunky, but it's not making me take over territory or stretching out the story longer than it needs to be. It was, like, 15 hours, maybe. I probably could have beat it faster if I wasn't, like, trash at some of the fights, but I had a good time. Manhunt's kind of, like, the opposite experience, because, like, I did not know what I was doing for half of the game.
Manhunt is the type of shit where it's like, you really got to play it like the way they want you to play it.
That shit was so controversial when it came out.
Dude, I'm still, like, creeped out by Manhunt just because of, like, how it was spoken about, like, when it came out. Like I'm just, like, I'm, like, afraid to play that game still, you know?
It's, like, Because
Tom was watching CBS. Yeah. Like, at 6 o'clock right before Mom made dinner. He's like, whoa, that looks dangerous.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, feel like outside of maybe, like, the last level with Pigsy, like, as a game, it's not scary because, like, all the executions are in that, like, VHS videotape filter. You know that shit you see on, like, YouTube all the time? Like, that analog horror, like, oh, man, that teddy bear's about to get ya. That's kind of how they record it here, so it's kind of lost what makes it scary. But it's the stealth, man. I did not wrap my head around that for, like, half of the game because, like, you know, you hide in the shadow. If you're perfectly still, they can't see you in the dark because everyone's nearsighted or whatever. And, like, executions are easy. I think the thing was, like, I would always fuck up rounding a corner. So, like, I would just go too fast, and then there's some asshole there. It's like, hey, I see you. And then he just beat my ass. It wasn't until, like, later that it kind of clicked that, like, oh, I can just run and rehide again. You know what I'm saying? I was playing it like Hitman, where I assumed I had to do a perfect run. No one can see me. I got to execute everyone perfectly. But really, it's like, okay, that asshole saw you. Just round the corner into a shadow, and oh, he lost you. And then while he's, like, fumbling around looking for you, it's like, stab him in the neck.
What was that?
Yeah, it's a game that, I guess for me, I kind of realize where it expects you to play it one way, and you kind of need to, but at the same time, like, there's a lot of leeway. This isn't a game that demands perfection. Like the way it scores you is kind of harsh. Like, it gives you 20 minutes in order to get, like, a star, otherwise you lose, like, a bonus or whatever. It unlocks, like, concept art and cheats, so who really gives a shit? But I'm like, I was watching a video for a level. Some guy beats it in, like, 5 minutes. It took me fucking 40. And I'm like, oh, man, is this what it's like? Is there something wrong
getting
with me?
Older.
Yeah, it gets, I guess for me, the part where it gets better is the part where it gets worse for other people, where it's just shooting. Because, like, the shooting is, like, straightforward, lock-on or whatever, but, like, if you're up close to someone, it's a one-shot with every single gun, because you'll auto-aim to their head and just blow their brains out. And, like, it's just about killing them as fast as possible. So it goes from being stealthy to just being like, all right, time to just speed run everything. But I don't know. I had a good time with it. It's definitely a game that's where it's like, man, I really should pay more attention or practice a little bit better. But I liked it for what it was. The story is like
Brian
whatever,
Cox,
I guess. I think
I
was
actually
like,
the voice of the, I think the guy in it, the villain. Succession.
Yeah, he's that guy from like X-Men 2. X-Men United.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but he does good. It's like, I like it for what it is. Like, I think I'd like it more than Manhunt 2, because, like, I've never played it, but I've seen videos on it, and it just feels like it really tried too hard to outdo the first one. I'm like, eh.
Right, there was, like, whatever, let's get more violent with the executions. I think they had to, like, censor a couple of them or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it tried to do a little too much with, like,
its
story.
Was it Manhunt 2 that got the AO rating?
Okay.
Yeah. Because I know that was the one that was coming. Yeah, that was the one on the Wii.
Right, like, it's so weird,
the two nunchucks to choke someone to death.
So weird that it's on the Wii.
I feel like that makes it, I mean, on paper, that makes it sounds like it becomes more fun, but, like, I guess that's probably why it was AO, but it was fun. And then, like, Chris, I've been doing, like...
Chris, you're like... Your mic is like... Yeah.
Sorry, I moved it up. It was on the Wii?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's the only reason it got AO. If it didn't have motion controls and if it was on the PS3, I think it would have just did a solid M. But then the ESRB is like, oh, I don't know, man. Someone's playing Mario and now they're, like, stabbing someone in the face with a soldering iron? Come on, that's a little too much. We're going to have to censor that.
I mean, I kind of agree.
I mean...
It's excessive.
Yeah, not wrong. Red Steel. But, yeah, it's fine. And then, like Chris, I've just been kind of goofing off on the Steam Deck. So, like, just been loading up whatever I can play on it. You know, not Roguelike. Yeah, is it Roguelike? What's the new one?
Roguelike is C2.
Before...
Manhunt 2 is just... on a bunch of free websites because it's abandonware.
On PC, you mean?
Yeah. Myabandonware.com.
Makes sense. I mean, the first Manhunt barely runs on PC now. You can still buy that.
So you've been playing Rogue Legacy 2?
Rogue Legacy 2.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically just been goofing off to see what does or doesn't feel good on the Steam Deck, I guess. Like, the one I've kind of just settled on right now is Dead Estate. You guys know what game that is?
Nuh-uh.
So, Dead Estate came out, like, I think maybe 2 years ago. It's like a twin-stick shooter, basically. So, twin-stick shooter, roguelike, you know, has, like, a whole bunch of, like, homages to, like, Resident Evil and Silent Hill. It's a very goofy game. So, you got two playable characters at first. You end up in some abandoned mansion. You go through each floor collecting money, killing monsters. You can buy upgrades, you know, buff your attacks, get different weapons, whatever. And then you just ascend each floor after beating a boss, essentially. And then once you get to the top floor and beaten it with, like, the first two characters, you unlock your third character, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a very, like, chill roguelike, basically. It's not anywhere near as intense as, like, a regular twin-stick shooter or as a roguelike. I mean... You don't. It's not like Hades, where like you keep upgrades after a death, so every new run is a new run. You're
completely
not keeping shit to make it easier.
State.
Yeah, So it's a lot more luck based, but it's a very.
Does this game have some
chill
giant
game.
Tits on the cover? Is that?
Oh yeah, that's Cordelia, okay. the witch who sells the stuff.
Right on.
You can unlock her as a playable character after you beat the game with the first two characters.
All right.
But that's what I mean. It's a very goofy, like, Resident Evil-ish twin-stick shooter. It's not anything, like, revolutionary, but it's just simple. It's like a run will take you maybe 15 minutes, whether you pass or die or whatever, but it's fun. I like it. You know, it's a simpler version of, like, Hades, I guess.
Cool.
Chill stuff. And then I guess that's kind of it for me. Everything else is just me fumbling around with the Steam Deck. I bought like 10 games today for like the Steam Summer Sale. I can't wait to play none of them.
Well, you should definitely check out Strange Brigade is pretty good. I saw you got that.
Yeah.
And also, obviously, Sleepy Pups. I'm sure you already played that.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
There's a few like Call of Juarez.
I was gonna say
Slashers Keep All This.
He's got it in the chamber.
We'll see. But yeah, I think I am good. Derek, would you tell us about what you're playing?
You want me to? Tom, you want to finish here?
Yeah, what you playing, Derek?
Nothing else besides 16, really. Just devoting my time
I'll
to...
Go then.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, did you have something else? Or...
Yeah. I've been playing Zelda.
Oh, okay.
Tears of the Kingdom. Great game. I don't know if... Carlos, are you done with it now?
Yeah, like worked really hard to just beat it before Final Fantasy 16, but it was good. I think what was that 70-ish hours I put into it.
I'm at like 50, like 60 right now.
Okay,
but yeah, it's just fun. Just it's insane how that thing works for the Switch. Like I don't understand. It has all these different like systems in it that it shouldn't like work, but it does. And just making different vehicles and stuff. You know, it's a total ripoff of Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, but...
Oh!
But,
shots fired.
No, just kidding.
It's okay when Nintendo does it.
Yeah. But I'm going to keep playing that. Yeah, it's a Zelda game. It's Breath of the Wild with a kind of create-your-own-vehicles mechanic, which is pretty cool. And it's definitely huge. It has, like, a base, like, a cave... system that's huge and the sky islands that you can explore now. So really I feel like I've only scratched the surface at 60 hours still. It's gigantic, so I'm gonna keep playing that too. But yeah, that's really it for me. Just that and 16 really I've been digging into.
Zelda's one of those games where like I'll never play it, it just doesn't appeal to me, but I feel like I have played it just because I see and
so many people talking about it,
and I enjoy all the weird things that people, all the dicks that people make. I enjoy that, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
People were making mechs, like mech suits and stuff.
Like, that shit's cool. I like seeing it, but...
Yeah.
It's also, it runs pretty good on PC.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the Steam
and the
Deck.
Steam Deck.
I keep that on the DL.
I didn't
get a copyright strike.
Yeah, so I've been playing... I've been waiting a long time for Rogue Legacy 2 to finally get released on PlayStation. And I don't know why it took so long. It's like a year and a half it took from the original release until now. But it's finally here. And it's so good. I love that game so much.
It really is pretty good. I forgot to say that it's on my list. I mean, I didn't... Like, I don't need to talk about it, but I've signed up for PlayStation Premium. And it's on there.
Yeah,
so
I just bought it outright because I knew I was gonna wanna have that for Evs.
Yeah.
Man, it's just peak game design. Like I can just sit there and play that game for hours. And I love all the quirky little random buffs you'll get. You don't really know what's gonna The first one I got was it just made everything spooky, or like there's just a bunch of like pumpkins everywhere on every screen.
Cute.
Yeah, cute things like that. And I just love the progression of that game. Because, like, even when you lose and you do, you're always getting better.
You always move forward. Yeah.
You're always moving forward.
Like, that's my big problem with Dead Cells, which is, similar game. But I would get to a boss in Dead Cells and die and just feel like I didn't get anything. I lost and I gotta start again. here, you kill 50 dudes, you get, you know, some money in your pocket, and you die, and you upgrade your health, and you keep going on, you know? You don't have to have a good run to have a successful run, you know? You just keep going.
Yeah, it takes away from the deflating nature of most of those games.
Right, yeah. You're just always upgrading something. There's always something.
You always want to feel like that. Like, you're, like, in the kind of, like, just a little bit, like, you advanced.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel like it encourages that one more run mindset.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
You know, you don't feel frustrated when you lose. You're like, all right, one more time, I got this. And then, you know, it's like 20 runs later and you did it. But that's good. That's a good thing.
And I like the look of it, you know. I probably prefer the, you know, sprite-based like pixel art of the original. But, you know, they didn't stray too far here.
It's
definitely way more crisp. You know, as far as the mechanics go, they're perfect, one for one. Everything, you know, feels exactly how I wanted to feel. They got some new character classes that are fun to fuck around with. The only, like, one thing they changed that I don't like is they have, like, weird requirements for going into, like, different areas. Like, in the original game, you could, like, go into, like, a super hard area before you really are ready for it. But you can, like, challenge yourself and, like, fuck around. And, like, maybe you can kill, like, a couple of enemies and get, like, one treasure chest and feel like you just did something before you were supposed to. Or, but here, it's like you go into the new area and it'll have, like, a little prompt. Like, oh, you need the fucking fairy boots to go anywhere here. Like, all right, I guess I can't do that. So it's like it forces you to beat the first area before you can go on to, like, the second and third. And, so I don't really like that change, but other than that, you know, Final Fantasy just came out, and I'm sitting here like I kind of just want to play Rogue Legacy, you know, like, which is, you know,
it's a lot less of a like a commitment, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's just
nice, it's just easy summertime gaming, you know, just fucking put your feet up.
For sure.
What's your favorite class, Tom?
Or weapon? I think I just like the barbarians with the giant axe. That's kind of my go-to right now. But I just tried out the chef, which is kind of cool.
I love chefs video games.
The Valkyrie, maybe? They seem pretty cool, too.
The one with the spinning staff? I think that's Valkyrie, right? Spinning spear?
Yeah, the spear. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the gunslinger and the boxer, just because of, like, their, you know, constant attack rate.
I don't think I've unlocked those just yet.
Some DPS?
They're pretty good. I mean, boxer has, like, a combo system, so, like, the more you keep hitting an enemy, the more your damage stacks. Gunslinger is kind of similar, but you have to reload. Gotcha. But what's good about both is that they stay in the air as you're attacking. So, like, certain enemies are a lot easier because you can just attack them from the air. Like, certain bosses aren't easier, but it's more, like, easier to react to. So, like, you know, you're punching some giant eyeball in the face and he's about to do his move, it's a lot easier to react while you're still making it. You'd be surprised.
I wasn't ready for this level of questioning.
In depth.
It's because it wasn't on anybody else's outline list. You weren't... You're getting hosed right now.
I haven't made, like, any actual... I haven't beaten any bosses yet. I'm like, level 35 or something, but
that's
about right.
It's
I am way less than that. I played for like 3 hours total.
All right. And then other than that, I did check out the Dead Space remake finally, and you know, I was not feeling it that much, but only because the original. It still feels fresh to me. Like, everything still felt very familiar. Like, you know, I guess that it has been a while since the original came out, but I haven't forgotten any of it. You know, it still felt like I was just retreading, you know. You know, it looks pretty, but I don't know. I just kind of fell off it.
Did you return it?
Yeah, I returned it. I got it from the library. Everybody go check out what your library's got, because they got some Dead Space sometimes.
Did you, I forgot if you answered me. Did you go to the local one over here, or did you still stay with your old library?
No, I changed to the local one over here.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty far left. That's the one I sent you the pictures from, like, I think last summer.
Yeah, they got a good selection there.
Hell yeah.
But they kind of, they keep the games in a teen space, so they kind of shame you for being an adult and wanting to go over there.
Yes. Oh, no. I walk in there by myself with, like, with my headphones on and, like, a very, very, like, strong caffeinated beverage and, like, talking on the phone, and, like, I feel like I shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Well, they usually have somebody working right there at the desk to greet you.
Like, not if you go when Chris goes.
Oh, okay.
I always have to go and ask some lady at the front, can you come back with me? Like...
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like a well-made remake, but just not something I want to get into right now. So.
Yeah.
True that.
And, yeah, I guess that's it. I guess that's an episode of the Uncanny Valley podcast.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. For the first time in...
Woo!
Well, I'm sorry. We do this every week.
Right, yeah.
So.
The first time in a week. Routine.
For 10 years.
This is so routine.
So...
We killed it, fellas.
Yeah.
I gotta say, too, though, that premium catalog for PlayStation, it's pretty premium.
Really?
A lot of shit on there. I was like, whoa, what the hell? I don't know, I forget what it was that, like, made me, like, down, like, to, I got a $20 gift card, so I was like, alright, I'm not gonna buy a game. Let me just, like, buy all of these games for 1 month, basically. And, you know, because it's $17.99 a month, but, like, there's some shit on there that I'm just like, what the fuck, like... I forgot all, like, the new... I never played Miles Morales, so I installed that. I never played Devil May Cry 5, so I installed that. Got God of War Ragnarok, never played that, installed that. Like, I was like, alright, this is a little too much here. It's like, it's really, like, turning me off. Like, I downloaded Rogue Legacy, and I was like, yeah,
too much stuff, yeah. It's overload.
So.
Yeah, speaking of PlayStation Plus, actually, they got, they released, the PlayStation Classics version of Legend of Dragoon on there earlier in the year.
Okay.
With a trophy list.
Okay.
And I was excited to go back and play that one. And it's cool that, you know, any PlayStation Classic that you had purchased in, like, the PS3 era, it's still yours.
Carries
you don't
forward.
Have to buy it again.
Yeah, like Toy Story 2. Let's go.
Okay. Which is, you know, it's a very un-Sony move to just give it to you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is a game that actually I found does not hold up. Does not hold up at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's weird because if you play, the fuck is it? If you play the Toy Story 2 game, I was convinced they all had trophies. Like, so I re-downloaded it as part of this collection, and I was like, oh, dude, I'll play this. I'll get every trophy, no problem, 2 seconds. And then it just doesn't have trophies. I was like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah. I think it might just be, like, the first-party games. Because,
yes, I believe so.
Legend of Dragoon is actually a first-party Sony game. That's when, you know, they're trying to capitalize on, you know, the height of the JRPG popularity. And, you know, I defended that game a lot back in the day. You know, people kind of shitting on it, saying that it's a, you know, a ripoff of Final Fantasy VII. But that game is actually kind of bad. It's kind of bad. It's
young yeah. Tom at the playground getting his ass kicked. Yeah. For some shitty game. Get out of here, Tom. Nobody loves you.
Okay.
It's just like, hey, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, don't recommend that one. But
I will say, Tom, though, if you download any of those games based on my if GameStar still works for you, that Humanity game's on there, and that seems pretty interesting. So I downloaded it, but I didn't really play it, so.
Yeah, it's a little puzzle game, right?
Arcadey boy, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, all right.
And cool. So, yeah, you can subscribe to us on, you know, podcast platforms. Do that. Hit us up Twitter, Uncanny V. I haven't checked the Twitter account. Maybe somebody did. you know.
Something's on there.
Maybe. Follow us on Instagram. You know, whatever. The Uncanny Valley on there. And, yeah, that's it. So, peace and chicken grease. Catch you next week.
Hasta luego.
See ya.
Adios.